have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question for this week, and it's amazing. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love, just love, whom or what you hate? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to, but you got to go to work, and you got to go to the gym, or you got to go to this appointment, or take your children to the public school so they can be destroyed because you don't want to raise them at home. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Amazing. What else is amazing, Jesse? That it is Tuesday already. And this is Hee-Haw Day. And this is March 31, I think. The last day of March. What happened to March? What a mess. It's gone. There's no use in praying for March anymore. It's gone. And if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise this Sunday, is Christmas. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing. This Sunday is Easter Sunday. And this past Sunday, I'm told, was Palm Sunday, right? That's when Jesus was walking down the road and the people throwing flowers in front of him.
Well, the donkey was walking on the road. He rode on a donkey or mule or whatever. A donkey.
We're walking down the road.
Right.
And
there's the palm tree on your shirt.
See?
Got his Easter shirt on. Holy Week shirt.
Don't call me not celebrating. Amazing. And so, this coming Sunday is Easter Sunday. Amazing. Nick, I want to hear the others that All My Life song. I know you hate it. You don't hate the song, but he just hate how long it is. But he doesn't hate the song. He said that it's long, right, Nick?
No, Pete, I love it. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, he loved the song, but he like for the opening of the show is a little too long. But no, Pete, it's a perfect song, that's for sure. So it is country and western Tuesday. Yeehaw.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I love that song, Pete. And so does Nick. Nick just thought it was a little long for the opening, but because it has to be short, but thank you, Pete. I am amazing. A spiritual battle. And I was over the last few days, I guess, off and on, I watched the news on TV, and I noticed how they have all this stuff going on. Have you ever noticed how fascinated you are with evil? Human beings are fascinated with evil. They literally love it. So I'm looking at the news, and I'm looking at all these different events that are happening. Like you had, I believe it was a hospital here in L.A., that was protesting for a race. They were out protesting. I believe it was a hospital for a race. And the people out marching on the streets and demanding more money. And they all want this and how important they are. Fascinated. And threatened to do this if they don't get what they want or that. Fascinated with evil. Shaking their fists and calling the owner of the company names and all kind of stuff. And how important human beings think they're important and they're not. Really, I'm a nurse, and the nurses is very important. Or the teachers, and I believe I saw a union, a thing for teachers too. And they think the teachers are important. Human beings in their fallen state, they think they're important. You ain't that important. You ain't that important. Believe me, you're not. AI going to take your job anyway and see how important you are. But they, and so I saw the hospital union people fighting for a race, threatened to quit and all that kind of stuff if they don't get what they want. If they were that important, how is the hospital still functioning while they're out on the street protesting? And then I believe I saw a teacher union protesting. And they talk about how important the teachers are. And shaking their fists and up and down the road, hollering and carrying on. And then I saw this thing against the Great White Hope, this so-called rally against the Great White Hope. And the people that was rallying, having the King rally in honor of Donald Trump, they was talk about how important they are, and we got the power, and we can do this, and we're important, and kicking down the fence or trying to get to ICE and all that, and writing "Kill ICE" on the wall and all that. Fascinated with evil. It's a thrill. Fascinated with evil. Isn't that amazing? And then when you flip through the TV, you see these debates and both sides, so-called the right side and the wrong side, are taking sides. Fascinated with evil. When you take sides, when you're either for or against, you're fascinated with evil because you think you're right. And you're fascinated with taking sides. I hear the people complaining about the gas prices and the food, everything going up, up, up. Fascinated with evil. Fascinated with the thrill of worry. Fascinated with the thrill of complaining. And then they find other people, groups of people they can join forces with and complain with. And then they feel like they're fascinated with evil. It's justified because those people are complaining too. Because evil people cannot stand alone, right? Fascinated with evil. And then there are people who are like lonely and depressed, worried, suicidal thoughts, all kind of false identity. I even saw some LGBTQ people I believe it was Jesse Waters last night, and they were protesting against, in honor of the Great White Hope. They were celebrating the, I believe it was the King Rally, wishing Mr. Donald Trump rally, the rally. And they were men who had women breast thing going on, and they took the shirts off, and they were men that had those things. Fascinated with evil. Excited, flooding it. In your face, fascinated with evil. I even talk to people who worry about tomorrow. Psychologically, emotionally, they're driven into this idea of a tomorrow. And I'm not talking about practical things like you plan to move, you plan to win dinner, and you put a store some food away for tomorrow. Not that, but psychologically or emotionally thinking. Fascinated with evil. And so I'm looking at all the protests they're having, and then on TV, the debates about the protests, and again, people who are for it and people who are against it. And both sides have taken sides. And in their taking of sides, they're fascinated and believe that they're right. And then the other side, fascinated and believe that they're right. And then they argue. Fascination. Why are you so fascinated with your evil that you refuse to overcome it? Why are you so fascinated with worry and bringing on pain and thinking about the past or the future or judging yourself and others? Why are you fascinated with evil? Why are you so fascinated with the fear of not being able to stand alone? You got to have somebody to stand with you. Yes, we come into this world alone. And yes, along the way, we grow up, we get jobs, we get married, we have family, we do all this. We make some friends, which are not real anyway, but make friends and all that. But in reality, you are alone. And this journey of overcoming being fascinated with evil, you got to take this alone. There are men and women who will not work on themselves unless the husband or the wife is doing it too. There are men who pretend not to be obeying their wives, and they are. The wife controls them. And they're like, no, I'm in control now. But if you observe, you see that the wife is still controlling. Because they run behind and with their wife like little boys. Fascinated with evil. Why are you so fascinated? How will you overcome evil as long as you're fascinated with being evil? How? How will you overcome evil when you're fascinated with being jealous? You're fascinated with gossip. You're fascinated with fear and anxiety and worry. And you hold on to your false identities and you're fascinated, no matter what the identity, drug addict, drag queen, LGBTQ, all kind of mess, all evil. You're fascinated with being a Christian. You're fascinated with being a Allahu Akbar person. You stand up on the wall and you shout, death to America, death to Israel. You're fascinated with evil. Why? How will you ever be free of evil when you love evil? How will you ever be free? What I realized from all that is that in human beings, I know people, I mean, they're just fascinated with hating one another. Just love it. That's why most people won't, you tell them they need to forgive their mothers and fathers so they shall be forgiven. The Lord's Prayer even said, forgive as I forgive. Forgive me, God, as I forgive others. But you won't forgive. No, I ain't forgiving her. What's that? That's my mama. Fascinated with evil. But what you don't know, and you will know, men and women, if you work on yourself, you will clearly come to know that in human beings, the real you, there's no evil and there's no good in you, in your body, in you, the real you. In this fake you, there's this idea that you are evil and you are good, and you're neither. You're neither good nor evil. You are possessed. You are possessed and don't know it. No, I'm in control. I got a free will. I can do what I want, you say. You can't. You cannot. And then when you do bad or you do what you call good, you say, I did that. You didn't. You are possessed. All human beings are possessed. All human beings. We're evil. Until you overcome evil and you're possessed with good. You can't have both. They cannot live in the same place. When you overcome evil, then you're going to know who you really are, and you're not going to take credit for being good, because you're going to know you are possessed with good. Goodness, which is not yours, not mine. You're possessed, and then in being possessed, the devil in you give you all these ideas about who you are, and you're in control, and you can control anger, and you this, and you smart, and you're dumb, you're this, and you're that, and you call it you. You are possessed, and you do not have a free will. If you have a free will yourself to be perfect and have a clear mind and never have another negative or worry or fear thought ever again. Do it right now. I'll wait. Will yourself to never be jealous and revengeful. Human nature, human beings are. Why don't you pay attention to what's, start with you first, and you're going to see what's going on in others. Really, you're going to see, and you're going to be concerned. Well, you won't be concerned. You understand. Human beings, look at, pay attention to the media, to the news. Look how they're fighting. And they're like fascinated and excited about fighting, about being against somebody or being for something. That's evil. That is the devil nature working through you, and you think that is you. Look how fascinated people are when they cry racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Akbarism, Debbie Dadism, white supremacism, antisemitism. Well, there's no ism, but they're fascinated in thinking that and saying it out loud. Why are you fascinated with your false self? How will you overcome when you are fascinated with evil? There's no good at all in human nature. You need a brand new nature, a clear mind, and you can have that. And then you're going to realize that's not you either. Good has taken over because you realize, hey, I'm wrong for being fascinated with evil. And the last thing evil want you to do, and this I promise you, I literally promise you, evil is afraid that you might overcome. And it shakes the man or the woman who decides or realizes, you know what? There is evil in me. I am possessed. I do think and do the things that are not right, and I can't help myself. I want to love all people, but I don't. Not even my own family members. Not even my own wife. And to the ladies, not even my own husband. I don't love my husband at all. I don't love my wife. I don't even love my children. I want to, but I don't. When you can realize that it's not you, but something else has made a home in you, you're on your way, but the devil's going to shake. He's going to tremble. All the devil and all of his little demons, they tremble at the idea that that man or that woman might find God. You know what? I got to stop this person. When they'll be still and do the silent prayer, I'm going to shake, ramble, rock and roll inside their thoughts until I can shake them out of sitting still, make them think, oh, you're going crazy. Look at all these thoughts. I can't handle this. And stop doing the silent prayer because you call them you. You don't know that the devil is shaking in his boot in fear that you might commit to returning to the Father, returning to love, returning to truth. It doesn't like it. Or if somebody attack you, the evil to tell you to get mad right away. Attack back. Or at least if you don't attack out with words, be angry and live in your head and judge that person in your head or people. And you think it's you. Why are you fascinated with your misery? When will you stop and be free? Evil love for you to be emotional. And if you notice, ladies, when your husband or your boyfriend don't seem to be concerned about your emotions, evil tell you, look at him. He doesn't care about how I feel. You're not listening to me. That's the voice of evil and not of you. It wants you distracted from present now, from right now. Eternal life, perfect peace, and joy is always right now. It's not in yesterday and it's not in tomorrow. It's in right now all the time. And it the evil spirit that you're possessed by, that you're excited with, fascinated by, is doing everything it can to keep you away from peace right now, from perfect peace, perfect love. God said the first rule is to love him. Love what's right. Love the truth. But you won't do that. You love what's wrong. More than anything, you love that first and foremost. You love your ego. You love your false identity. You love the thrill of the devil inside of you. And you call it you. You love thinking you're better than someone else or you're less than someone else. You love taking sides. Who will I be if I don't take sides? I got to agree with one or the other. Who will I be if I don't? Fascinated with evil. Have you ever tried living without being for or against? Just imagine what it's like to live a life on this planet, on this earth, and not be for or against. Doesn't it just sound relaxing and beautiful to not take a side, to not make a judgment, but to just live? Doesn't it sound like beautiful to finally see and be the kind of person that only love your neighbor and your enemy? You have no hate for them at all. Imagine the peace you must feel when you live that way. But you think that's not fascinating. You think it's not fascinating to love good because you love only evil. What would I do, you say, if I didn't have my misery? What would I do if I could not judge others and myself? Even when you do judge yourself, let's say you did something quote-unquote wrong, and you realize how wrong, the first thing the devil does, he makes you feel guilty. You're like, oh, I'm guilty. I said I would never smoke that pot again, and I stopped for a week, and now I'm back on it again. Who are you judging? Why are you fascinated judging false self? That's not you. There's no you there to judge. You're still listening to the voice of evil. I want to encourage you, do what you want. I want to encourage you to stop being fascinated with the evil that's in you and the evil you see in others. And see what happens. There's another way to live, a perfect way. And yes, we've all been traumatized. Every person on the planet, and we grew up in those traumas, one after another, one after another, one after another. And along the way, we call them, I am this, and I am that, and I've been this, and I've been that. You develop false identities. And you think that is you. And now when you get older, you're like, what the? And then you want to drop those false identities. The first thing the devil tell you, well, who will you be if you're not angry? Who will I be if I'm not emotional? Who will I be if I don't have this or that? Or I don't go to this place or that place? If I don't have friends or if I don't have this or that? If I'm not married, who will I be? That's the voice of the devil. Why don't you give it a try and see what happens? Why don't you drop your beliefs? Why don't you drop those beliefs and see what happens? What you have is not working. Why not try something new, something real? 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Stop being fascinated with evil. Stop being fascinated with belief. Belief only set you up to love your evil. Wouldn't you rather know, have facts, have the real deal, knowing, rather than believing? Do you believe in life after love? Why not know? You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Believing the truth is not going to make you free. Stop calling yourself anything. Why not just be and see? Stop being in competition with anyone. Why not just do your best? Go out there and do your best without looking over at anyone else and see what happens. Don't you want to be free, or do you want to live the rest of your life in misery? Christ came that you may be free, and free indeed. But no, you love the devil. You love evil that made a home in your mind and emotions. Your heart is wicked, and you refuse to change it. You refuse to change it. Announcements. Oh, I thought we had a sale going on. I started announcing a sale, but I don't think it's happening right now because it's not in my packet. I think it's starting tomorrow. But like the videos, and what else? The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report. The Hake Report. American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report. From 11 to 1 p.m. And Ms. Form, Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month this week. First Thursday of April. And we are having the Ms. Form. Amazing. The Spirit of Truth says to pray for one another, because the Spirit of Truth knows that it's not you, it's not them, it's something else that's driving them. And when you can see that all your life, something else has been driving you, that it was never you, you're going to know the truth. And knowing the truth, you're going to pray for others, meaning don't hate them, don't judge them. They can't help it either. The same Spirit that's driving you to be miserable, to be fascinated with your evil in you. It's in your body, but it's not in you. You forgot who you were and you identify with false self due to the traumas. It's not them. And here's an example of something else driving this person. According to this story, I don't know, you know, how this thing went down, but I know if it happened, it's not the person. It's the same spirit that caused this person to do what he's been accused of doing. It's the same spirit that caused you to be jealous, worry, gossipy, to have lack of love. To hate, you even hate yourself. You cry at night. It's the same spirit that caused you to do that, to cry at night, to look for love, to want for something. It's the same spirit. It's no different. AP News. A 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school. Did you hear about this? And then fatally shot himself on Monday. And that was yesterday. My producer told me about it this morning. Fascinated with evil. A person that take medication for depression, post-traumatic syndrome, whatever they call it, and loneliness and stress, you're fascinated with your evil, and you take the pill so you can hold on to it forever. You don't want to overcome, because if you wanted to overcome it, you would. An angry person, Jesus was saying, who will I be if I'm not angry? That's the devil speaking in you and through you. It's telling you anger is human nature. Anger is normal. What would I do if I didn't have anger? Those are evil spirits speaking through you, telling you that, and you think it's you. And the reason you think it's you, because you won't get to know you to see what's going on in you. But anyway, ABC News, a 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school and then fatally shot himself on Monday. Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, a terrifying scene at a Texas Hill Country high school where authorities say a 15-year-old male student opened fire.
There is a gunshot wound to the head.
Just after 8:30 this morning, first responders rushed to Hill Country College Preparatory High School in Bolverde, just north of San Antonio. The Comal County Sheriff says the student was found dead at the scene after shooting a teacher who was transported to a San Antonio hospital.
It looks as though the student turned the gun on himself and shot himself.
The school placed on lockdown. About 250 students later transferred to a middle school to reunite with their families. And that's where police encountered the suspect's parents.
That student's parents and kin folks were in the reunification line. And so that's partly part of our investigation, and some of the questions were asked of where the firearm came from.
The relationship between the teacher and the shooter is still unclear.
Amazing, huh? Remember the good old days when you went all the way through first grade to high school, all the way, and you didn't even know people killed others at school? When I was growing up in school, yes, I went to school. That didn't even cross your mind. That was not heard of at all. It wasn't happening at all in the good old days. But if this is true that this boy did that, the same spirit that caused you to be lonely, the same spirit that caused you to be afraid, the same spirit that caused you to be jealous and envious, and think about tomorrow, the past, or try to be like someone else, or want what other people have, and not be satisfied with yourself. That's the same spirit that caused the boy to do that. It's not allegedly. It's not even, it is no different. The same spirit that drove Jeffrey Dahmer to do what he did, it's the same spirit that's in you. Angry people, possessed people, are dangerous people. The spirit of truth said you can't even trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. It's the same spirit that caused you to yell at your children, have no patience with your children, and destroy them too, destroy their innocence. It's the same spirit that caused a mother, a woman, to take the man's children and go to court to try to keep the man from his children and let the kids suffer and the man suffer. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit. You're no different than the shooter. The same evil. Any female that take the children away from the fathers, rather while they're in the home or away to home, go to court and all that, you evil. It's the same spirit. There's no love in you at all. Not for yourself, not for the children, not for your husband or the daddy or the children or anything. You're evil. But you call it good because you can't admit evil has made a home in you. Any mother that when the father has the children, you went to court, you took the man money, you took his children, and the court said, oh, he can have them on the weekends. And when the father do pick them up, and all day long you calling the children, Mom, miss you. Mommy, miss you. You miss me? All day long you're calling the children and make sure that they don't draw close to the father. You're on the phone, calling them every second. I would recommend the father not let the children talk to you when they call, because all you're doing is trying to seduce the children. You're evil. Make sure they don't draw close to the father. Mother, miss you. You miss Mom. What am I going to do when you are away? As evil. You're possessed and don't know it. You can know it and you can overcome. So if this story is true, the same spirit that made this boy do that, it's the same spirit in you. Trust no one with anger. I don't care how nice they seem. Whether it's your mama, your anybody, no matter whom. Everychildresearch.org is reporting that in 2026, there were at least 26 incidents of gunfire on school grounds. Isn't this 2026? Well, I've been that many already, if this is true. In 2026, there were at least 26 incidents of gunfire on school grounds, resulting in eight deaths and 10 injuries nationally. Amazing. And the mother gotta go to work. They don't care about the children. I'm not staying home. I'm going to work. I get my thrills, the mothers say, at work. The people at work appreciate me. The children don't appreciate me. They don't make my ego feel good. They're selfish. They're trying to get it all for themselves. The angry mother, resentful, the lack of love mother would say. Amazing! Amazing. An evil person, when these shootings happen, an angry, evil, resentful person will say, well, how many black people shoot up schools? Or how many white people shoot up schools? You rejoice when you find out it was white and not black, because you're evil. You're evil. You have no love. As soon as you realize that you're possessed by evil, you will realize that there is a good, but it's not you, and you must return to love. You must return to good and stop being fascinated with evil. You're fascinated with evil, and that's why you can't overcome it. Evil doesn't want to let you go. It's in your mind and your body, and it doesn't want to let you go. And in all honesty, you don't want to let it go, because if you want to let it go, you let it go. You want that. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Corey, our first time call out of California. Corey, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Corey. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yes, that's all I have. Is it not going to work?
Come close to it, speak right into it.
And is this good now?
That's better, yes. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I just been listening to your show for maybe a month now. Pretty. And watching all your videos and everything, and it got me thinking, you know, a lot about, I'm fairly older, I'm more than middle aged now, and just all the fear I've lived with, and thinking about my relationship with my mother and my father, and that I've never forgave them, and starting to have some peace just thinking about it. And so anyway, I just wanted to have a conversation with you about that, if that's okay.
Absolutely. How old are you now, Corey?
55.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my father had passed, and to be honest with you, I didn't really. He left when we were 12, but it was probably a good day in my mind, and then I was. I didn't think I never thought of myself as a beta male, because I've always been responsible and this and that. But now that I look at the way I've interacted and my shortcomings and strengths and weaknesses in life, I can see my mother's imprint.
Yeah.
And it's really set me back. Although I've done well in life, it's really set me back from doing better in life, I think. I tend to overreact to things and be real passionate about stuff. And now that I look back on it and the way you've explained things over as I've listened the last month, I go, oh God, I must be a nightmare.
What a mess.
Yeah, no. And yes, I mean, no being yes. Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm sorry?
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't. I've been thinking about the best way to do it, and that's probably my biggest question for you. Is since I've started, you know, since I've been 21 or 22. So when I lived with her for a year or two after my dad left, and then I went with my dad, and that was a nightmare. She was a nightmare. I ended up back with my mom, and it was just really abusive both ways. And then. It was running track and cross country in school, and a colleague runner was aware of it, and his sister just graduated, and they had an extra room, and I ended up spending the last 2 years of high school with them, and that was the best thing I ever had. And I went to college and everything, and had some interaction with my mother, never really with my father again, and then I hated him.
And why did you hate your father?
Oh, God, I hated him, because real, before I was 12, I mean, I never really realized this. I always thought it was him. But after listening to you and analyzing things, I thought, well, I hated him because I was severely disciplined, let's say that, like physically. You wouldn't believe. But and it was always at the behest of my, he never just went off and did it. It was always because my mother egged him on.
Yep.
And so I didn't realize that. I thought it was him. And then listening, and then somebody who observed our family from the outside and hadn't seen him in 10 years when I was like in the early 20s. And I was telling him, you know, he says, do you see your father? He liked my dad. I said, no. he said, he says, yeah, I could see where he would leave every time I looked over there. You know, he was whipped under your mother. He's doing all these, we had a big ranch and he worked full time and came home to work and figure out and he was just whipped doing all the things that she wanted to do because she had this, she had a business, horses, you know. It's just a never-ending black hole. And so that's why he just up and left. He couldn't handle it anymore. And then that guy got me thinking, well, maybe it's not my... I just always thought, well, God, he had a different perception of my dad. And I never knew that about my dad. I couldn't see it, even though I was living in it, that he was just, his life was nothing because of my mother.
Yeah.
And he would take it out on me because she would, you know, when I would misbehave, she would turn it into, you know, a physical discipline, and he did it well. And so she had another man in her life, and then of course he was just, you know, he disciplined me a couple times, so I ended up with that family, and then I kind of had some interaction with her while I was in college, and then I got a really good job, and then she did something to almost get me fired.
Your mother
and
did.
Ever since then, I've never wanted to talk to her again, so I really kept distance from her.
Your mother almost got you fired?
Now. What's that?
You say your mother almost got you fired?
Yeah. My brother and sister, because my grandfather was dying, and then, you know, I was in California, and he was in Florida, and then kind of a last hurrah meeting, I got it. I thought, well, I hadn't talked to her in like 3 or 4 years, and I was working a really, and so I flew out there to meet with my grandmother, my grandfather, and things got, you know, emotional in there, and she pushed me, and I kind of pushed her back, and then my sister ran down and got security at the hotel, and they arrested me, and I was in the Vegas jail for 3 days, and then, you know, all charges ended up being dropped because there was nothing there, but you know, they lied, and it was just because I ignored them. Anyway, so I said after that, I said, oh, I'm never talking to this, never going around them again. Things are crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got back. I worked at a public accounting firm, a big one, and I was gone for like 3 days because I couldn't get out of the jail because somebody was trying to bail me out, but they booked me under the wrong name. Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
And so after three days, you know, there's a big problem. And I got back, and they're like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "It was a mess." But anyway, I kept my job. So
and so, let me ask, because of time, now that you realize that your mother was driving your father to do that because he was weak to her, he was out providing, and he was weak. Have you forgiven your father, though he's dead? Have you forgiven him by realizing that it wasn't him?
You know, that's the amazing thing is when I was, you know, when I was in my teens, in my early 20s, and the physical pain was worn off.
Yeah.
So
the your body healed,
kind of
but
off, he's gone.
Hold on
and
a minute. Hold on,
you,
Corey.
Said,
hold on for me. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on a minute. I got to take a break. The body heals, but the spirit doesn't until you forgive. Hold on, Corey. I got to take a quick break. We'll finish up when I come back. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world, such as gas prices blew through $4 a gallon on average, I guess, nationwide. Nice. With the Iran war driving up costs, you know, that Strait of Hormuz situation, I guess. And the American allies, there are American allies who want Trump to keep the fight going. Did you know? And there are some who do not. And the Army is looking into why combat choppers flew over Kid Rock's swimming pool. Huh. There's a new policy that has clowns on the streets in protest. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 31st of March, AD 2026. Rent's due or time to collect your mortgage from your person who's bought a house from you. Nice. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, whether you're young or old. It is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang on, y'all. And we'll get to more of your super chats, to your super chats from yesterday and today. There were one or two from yesterday that we were not able to catch or get to. As you know, we wrap up just before 9 a.m. Pacific time here in Los Angeles on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports NASA's upcoming Artemis II moon mission, which may fly up to space tomorrow, as early as tomorrow. I'll believe it when I see it, though, because they always have some type of issue. The moon mission will be full of jargon and shorthand that may sound like unfamiliar language to some. I myself had to look up parallax earlier this morning because it was talked about on the Hake Report yesterday with space. CNN Science breaks down some of the terms that you might hear, as well as key milestones to listen for. But if you want, just tune in to Punchy TV tomorrow afternoon, because we may be talking about space a little bit, or the Hake Report. Sometimes we talk about space, which is real. It's not fake. Okay? Anyway, gas prices in the United States hit an average of $4 a gallon today, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Their highest level since 2022 under Sleepy Joe Biden, or should I say Sleazy Joe Biden, shout out. According to AAA, the average price is at the pump now higher than any point during President Donald Trump's two terms. This is the highest in his two terms. Gas prices have surged since the start of the war in the Middle East, if you want to call it a war, rising by about a dollar per gallon over the past month. Oil prices rose slightly today, a day after the U.S. crude oil settled above $100 per barrel for the first time since July 2022. This comes after Trump threatened that he would obliterate Iran's energy sources if a deal to end the war is not reached and the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened, deepening fears the conflict could escalate further. Don't be afraid. And TSA workers at the airport, Transportation so-called Security Administration, wait times have eased substantially on Monday as many TSA workers received their first paychecks in more than a month, leading to fewer absences. Lines that stretched for hours last week shrank to just minutes at airports as back pay hit employees' accounts. About 61,000 TSA employees have been working without pay, according to CNN, if you want to believe them, since a partial government shutdown started on Valentine's Day, February 14th, more than a month and a half ago. Collectively, they have missed more than $1 billion in pay. Wow. Leaving some unable to afford basic necessities, some say. Whose fault is that? Union leaders say some workers still aren't coming because they can't afford gas or child care. What a mess. It may take days, if not weeks, for the TSA to return to full staffing levels. Did you know that we didn't even used to have a TSA? That's true. And now we're blowing all kinds of money. An oil tanker, Russian-flagged oil tanker, was allowed in Cuban waters after President Trump allowed it to pass because they're desperate. They need to survive. Our greatest President Trump looking out for the world. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. We'll be right back.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, our brand new biblical question, why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just can't sit and watch the show, but you want to, but you got to go do what you got to do. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And because I love country and western music, I grew up on it, or with it. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what dog?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. Let me go back to Corey. I want to go back and finish up with Corey, a first-time call out of California. So, Corey.
Yes, sir.
So you realize you resented your father. You now understand that your father outworking a provider, and your mother, because he was subject to your mother, she would encourage him to beat you and all that kind of stuff. Have you forgiven your father?
Yeah.
And
I never thought I would or never thought I could, but after listening to your show, it was actually pretty easy.
Right on. And have you gone to your mother, because your father expired, have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
Now, this is where I run into trouble. I actually, you know, I haven't spoken to her in probably 30 years.
Whoa.
Or no, yeah, yeah. She sent me a couple of emails, maybe here and there, wishing me happy birthday, and I really wanted nothing to do with her. So I've just been trying to figure out, you know, she's like on her fifth husband now.
Wow.
And she's living in another state, the last I heard 10 years ago, easy, so which I heard was Washington. So I was thinking, well, maybe I could send her an email. I'm not, there's no way I can take, I'm self-employed now running my own business. There's no way I can, 10 years I haven't had a day to go or do anything. I thought, well, maybe I could send her an email, kind of explain to her the way you advise people and just kind of lay it out. But I guess I'm, this is where maybe I'm a beta. I'm actually just don't even want to look her in the eye and do it, to be honest with you.
Why
I don't
not?
Mind writing an email and being pretty clear and you know, following the guidance you give people and use that for myself. But I honestly, is that okay? I really, I'm a coward. I really don't want to look her. That's how, yeah, that's, I guess that's, you know, maybe all my life I've had a hard time always looking people in the eye. I mean, I'm in business, so I do good at it. But I could see where I could have done better. And I just think, well, maybe I'm just a beta coward because of this imprint.
What a beta! So how would you get your courage back if you don't look her in the eyes and face her?
Yeah, that's, yeah, beta.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I guess. So you're saying email is not, no, you, I got to go if she's alive and go and do it right in the eye, huh?
How would you get your courage back if you don't face her?
I get now. I understand. Okay. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't. Would I?
You can. Can't you part? Can't you FaceTime with her?
You have to get her. Yeah. I guess I could. I mean,
you
yeah,
don't
I
have to
I,
go
I
got there.
Her number and everything. But yeah. Yeah. I guess.
You,
yeah.
You don't have eventually to go there. You can FaceTime with her. Let's say that you try to FaceTime with her, but she doesn't want to talk to you. And then you can call her. She doesn't want to talk to you. After that, you could be done with it because you realize she couldn't help herself. She was evil. She couldn't help her mother.
Oh, she'll talk to me.
She will?
Oh, yeah. She thinks that she's the most wonderful woman in the world, and I'm just going to ride.
The devil always think that. So why don't you FaceTime with her then so you can be looking her in the eyes and just say, hey, I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you. I just want to forgive you and be done with it.
And then you're saying that heals the spirit.
Yes.
Gets me my courage back.
Yes.
And,
absolutely. And,
yeah.
And however she respond or react to that, that's on her. Don't overreact to her reaction. And you just forgive her. And then you move on and start and keep working on yourself. Do the silent prayer. Overcome thoughts and emotion. You're going to have perfect peace right here on earth. It's going to be amazing. Now, if she didn't want to talk to you, then you just have to move on. Forgive her. Realize she couldn't help it. But if you can face her.
Oh, no. She's going to try to drag me in. She'd be happier than heck. Happier than two bats in hell that I would talk to her again.
Yeah, don't let her drag you in or anything. And then once you forgive her, if you want to talk to her after that, fine. If you don't, fine. You'll be free either way.
Not just straight up, that's it. I forgive you.
Just
no
say,
no rehashing.
Yeah, just say I realize that you couldn't help yourself. You were evil. You couldn't help it. Your mother did it to you because her mother did that to her. And I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I just want you to know I forgive you. I'm wrong for holding that against you. And then move on with your life. Be done with it. But then you're going to, an amazing thing going to happen to your heart when you forgive. Your spirit will heal. Like you said, your body healed from the whooping your father gave you, but now your spirit will heal from resenting your mother and your father. The real you will heal.
I've heard you give this, I agree with you 100%. I have a hard time reconciling one item.
Okay.
That you say. And that's that they did the best that they could. I can't agree with that.
And why not?
They didn't.
You don't think if they could have done better, you don't think they would have?
I mean, yeah, I think they could have.
You don't think if they would could have, you don't think they would have?
That's a tough one.
Why is that tough?
I just, because you see how so many other families are run, and it's not even close.
But those families are screwed up, too. They just show you a showcase personality, but behind closed doors, it's a different story. And that I promise you. And plus, that has nothing to do with your life anyway. You still have to forgive, realize that if they could have done better, they would have done better. You're 50-something years old, right?
Yeah.
If you could have done better in life, wouldn't you have done better?
Yeah. I did. I mean, I did pretty good, but then I look back and I say, well, could have done a lot of things differently or better, but
if
I'm
you
here,
could
now,
have,
with that, I'm
if
here
you,
now with that wisdom. And,
if you could have done better, wouldn't you have done better?
Yeah.
At the time, you didn't know better. You only did what you knew to do. Likewise with your parents. They had no love. And anyone that don't have love, and love that come from above, they are controlled by evil. They are possessed, and they can't help it. Your mother is possessed by evil.
Oh yeah.
And so
I never knew it until I started. I mean, just listening to you over the last month, I'm like, oh my God, like wow, this all makes sense now. Yeah.
So you got to do what you want, Corey, but you got to face her and let it go, and something amazing will happen inside of you, and you will start to overcome evil of the old nature and everything, and fear will disappear. You will no longer have fear.
Yeah, that's the thing. The other thing is, like, I put together a pretty good life, you know. I put myself through college, got a graduate degree, got a CPA, got a lot of different things, you know, held really good progressive advancing jobs for a long time. But I always, every single day, I'm in fear of something, losing my job, just every step, not making the right financial decision, doing something wrong every single day. And now that I listen to you more, I'm like, what am I doing?
What good does a person do to gain the world and lose his soul? You've gained the world, but your soul is still lost because you won't forgive.
Yeah.
You gain it, and now you're afraid of losing it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Is just, I know I need to do that, and I wanted to talk it through with you. I spoke to her. She's still alive. My dad's dead, and easy to forgive him while he's gone, and I can see why and where he did what he did. And then with her, I'm still kind of, I've got her imprint.
Well, she did what she did to you because she hated her mother as well. Her mother did that to her. Her mother turned her away from her father, and she has no love. Because when mothers turn children, and all mothers do it, when they turn children away from their earthly fathers, they turn them away from God.
I remember her mother hating us. There was three of us, hating us kids. Hating, I could, her father, my grandfather, loved us. And then the grandmother, we were dirty. We were just everything. There wasn't. So once I started listening to you, I could see. I was just like, wow, yeah.
Just imagine your mother having to be raised by an evil mother like that. So she did exactly to you what her mother did to her.
Evil.
Yeah, pure evil. I got a. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I've done a week of it now.
What do you think about it?
I like it. It gets me relaxed. You know, I got it. I like it. I'm practicing it. Honestly, it feels Buddhist. But I know you've said that you don't know anything about Asian and this and that, and but you only know Christian. So, but I think of people doing yoga and stuff like that. But I'm doing it, and I pray. Even before this, I pray. I talk to God all day, every day. So I pray a lot, and then. But this is good because it's hard for me just to sit down and just be.
Absolutely, because those are the demons that's inside of you, and you have identified with them, and they don't want you to sit down and be. They want you to pray to God with words. They want you to beg God. They want you to be knowing, because they know that you're praying to the devil. They know that you're not praying to God. You just didn't know that.
So this whole, but I would disagree that I'm praying to the devil, because when I talk to God, I ask him for things, and then I say I'm grateful. I notice the day. I say, what a beautiful day. Thank you. I think of the things that he made. So I don't know. And asking for things is one of the least things I do.
But the devil would give you physical things. But what you notice is that you don't have perfect peace yet. You have fear. You have all. The devil would give you those things and pretend that they're from God. God gives you perfect peace.
And then
he add everything unto you, because you're going to see when you forgive and you stay with the silent prayer, and you will see that you and God are one, and that everything of this world belongs to you already. You just couldn't see it because you were separated from God. You already own everything in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
So stay with just. I got to run, but stay with the silent prayer, and if you can forgive your mother, meaning if you can FaceTime with her or call her, you want to have direct communication if possible. If not, realize she can help herself. Her mother screwed her up, and you just forgive her. But try to face it so you can get your fear, your courage back, and you're gonna have an amazing the rest of your life. Will be amazing. You will have no past, and you will have no future. You will only have the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now.
Yeah, I can. I noticed after I forgave my father that I just was, I'm interacting with customers and people, and I was just walking through the store smiling. People were smiling back at me.
Yeah.
And I felt just a lot happier. And
I was comfortable.
But I definitely know I gotta take care of this. So I'll definitely take care of that. And I wanted to thank you for your time. I apologize. I'm white, and I'm not a female. So thanks for taking my call.
Are you white?
I'm white, and I'm not a female, so thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, and I take all calls, no matter what. I take all calls.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Jesse.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. I'm white, and I'm not a female.
It's not Female Monday.
Female Monday is female. 888-775-3773. Let me do a quick super chat here.
Okie dokie.
Super.
AJBR8N. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Welcome, JLP show member, a monthly supporter on YouTube.
Thank you. That's amazing. Appreciate your support.
10 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk from being enlightened till I rise. Very generous.
Amazing. Thank you.
Moaning gentlemen, 100 strong arm salute. A truly amazing fellowship this side of heaven last Sunday. I realized that biblical question answer.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
I want to take bits and pieces of hell, the ones that I'm convinced are a part of me, into heaven with me. An impossible one, as no evil can enter perfect peace, so the only thing that builds is hate for not being able to do so. Also, now I have to get your autograph on all my Jesse books because you're a famous hip-hop artist now, laughing with tears. Congrats.
Amazing. Thank you. And stay with it. Amazing.
That's on the Hassan Haas album.
Yeah.
The Second Coming. Cornerstone on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. No message.
Thank you, Cornerstone. Thanks for your support.
Norris T sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on YouTube.
Right on. Thank you.
Cloud Bops. Love y'all.
Love you back. Yes, and I appreciate your support.
AKP9597, here's for the computer fund. You guys make my day. Cowboy smiley.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. We are asking for your help. We got to update everything around here. So whatever you can throw in there to help us, go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, or scan the QR code to support Bond. The QR code. Or
there's actually a shortcut.
What's that?
Website, webpage address.
How come I don't know about it?
Well, you may have known about it, but I stopped pushing it because I didn't trust it.
Right.
But I trusted it again. JLPtalk.com.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go right there, there is a donate button right there.
That's so easy. Yeah. JLPtalk.com.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
It redirects to jesseleepeterson.com/show.
Right on.
It's faster to say, JLPtalk.com.
Or you can mail it in at, make your check of money on out to Bond, and mail it in P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Are you fascinated with your misery?
You know it. Well, I shouldn't say it all so proudly. Thank you, AKP 9597. Very generous. Anthony L., thanks as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool sunglasses, smiley. Taylor, thank you for the cool sunglasses, smiley, Anthony. Taylor L. says, it's so amazing the liberals have a King's Rally in honor of the Great White Hope.
Honoring the Great White Hope, and they are fascinated with their misery, with their hell. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Pastor Shadley gifted a subscription on Rumble. Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
And let me just double check over here. No Diggity with a laptop that says on the screen, work.
Amazing. Thank you. Really cool. I appreciate it.
Indeed we do. And shout out to the monthly Rumble supporters. Thank y'all. Very kind.
Shout out. Thank you.
Jermaine. Good morning, Jesse, Knight, Nick, Hake, Derek. Kurt, Bill, and the rest of the crew. When is Trump coming for Mark Carney? Canada is cooked, he says.
Amazing. What a mess. Thank you. We'll let him know.
Charles, this is for the caller from yesterday, John from Kentucky, and most blacks who feel like this. How can you hate a country that you would never leave? And how can you stay in a country that you would never fight for? They hate this country, all right. They hate to leave it.
Yeah, why would you stay anywhere that you hate?
You love what you
Talking
hate.
Talking about loving what you hate. What the? Amazing.
Wise Sagili, pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Hello, Mr. P. It would be amazing if you would interview so-and-so. My question is, do you think it's time for the American government to become more of a dictatorship, to be great again, get rid of the arguing and blame game?
Yes.
Oh, Wise Sage Eli. I realized. I talk about butchering the name. Thank you, Wise Sage.
Yes, Wise Sage.
A dictatorship.
Yeah.
Endorsed.
And that's not going to stop the complaining, though. They're going to, in their mind, imagination, they're still going to complain. And then behind closed doors, they're going to complain. So a complainer is always a complainer until they overcome evil. That's why people who complain, who feel like victims, are evil people. Because it's all about self and nobody else or nothing else but self. Amazing. Thank you.
A complainer cannot be stopped.
That's right.
In a bad way. And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Michael out of Florida. Michael, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well, Michael.
I just wanted to say one statistic because I just haven't heard anyone point this out. I don't know if it's like a touchy issue, but it's just a fact. There's been 100 million people, around 100 million, 90 to 100 million, since the AIDS epidemic, HIV, whichever those both categories have begun. And 40 to 50 million of those are still living today, so half have died. And in 2024 alone, over 1.5 million have died from it. And it and 87% of those reportedly, because remember, they got that women thing, so you don't know, but gay and bisexual are responsible for 87%. That's hundreds and hundreds of times more deadlier than fentanyl. So I think that's an epidemic, or that's why it was originally named the gay virus from the scientist, Dr. New York. And then, you know, Democrats pushed and made them change the name so it was comfortable. Don't matter, they changed the name. Leviticus 18, Leviticus chapter 20 says it's an abomination. An abomination is anything that causes hatred and disgust towards the God that he doesn't disapprove of. The same way I'm reading today about how Jeremiah, when Pharaoh made smoke Gaza, and then Gaza kept it for themselves in Jeremiah 47, and then 48, and then Babylonians took it from the Pharaoh. But,
so, Michael, let me ask you, because of time, do you pray for them?
Do I pray for who?
The people that you're talking about.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. I actually have about four friends that are infected. One of them, believe it or not, I'm not going to say his name, but he calls me off and asking for him. I won't. But he asks for advice and tells me what he's, you know, I know it's a thing, a submission thing. A lot of them, I notice, don't like rules or don't, you know what I mean? Or they like going against the grain. And I think it's wanting to serve their own will versus God's. And to me, that's, I tell them that's selfish. That's akin to not recognizing your parents, not recognizing the creator.
That's right. So let me ask, because of time, have you overcome your anger?
Yeah.
So you have no anger?
I don't have anger, no.
Do you ever get angry?
I might be a little, no.
Okay. You might be a little what?
Little ambitious. But I've been married for 11 years.
Does your wife obey you?
She's a good woman.
Does she obey you?
Yeah, if I make a request, yeah.
What?
If I make a specific request, yes, she'll obey.
So she doesn't obey unless you fuss about it?
Well, I mean, I don't request a whole lot because she kind of knows. She's biblical also. We go to church together.
But there is no such thing as a good woman.
True, yeah. I don't let her dictate. Yeah.
Right on. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, like the videos, fellowship on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for all. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. This Thursday is the men forum at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Men's forum at 7. Let me go to Derek out of Massachusetts. Derek, you are on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Derek.
Excellent. Yeah, I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. And
you're
telling me. I did call yesterday. I called about polygyny.
Oh, you're the guy that want more than one wife.
Yes, I want three wives.
You want three?
Three.
And why? Why so many?
Three wives for the ability to have a larger, stable family.
Are you Muslim?
No.
Are you a Christian?
I believe in God.
Are you a Christian?
I believe in following the steps of Jesus.
Are you a Christian?
Sure.
All right, so... And so you were saying that you want three wives, and why do you want three?
For a larger, sustainable family.
How are you going to sustain a larger family when you can't even sustain one?
What is your evidence that I cannot sustain one?
Because you want more.
Because you want more means you can't sustain what you have?
Right. An unstable person is never satisfied with what they have. They always want more.
Okay. Well, that's not what I called.
Does that make sense?
Not really. Because then, like, why would anybody have any ambition for anything? Does that mean that they're unstable?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then.
Why can't you be satisfied with one wife and all the children that she will have for you?
It's more about the being able to have the size of the family.
But you can have a whole bunch of children with one wife.
I mean, I could, but that's not where I live in my situation. From what I'm looking at, and who knows? God could bless me bigly. He could do something crazy in my life, and I'm able to take care of all that, and she can stay home like you talked about yesterday and all these things. But what I called you for...
So why don't you do that then, rather than taking on three wives of which you're not going to be able to afford?
I mean, I don't know what God's going to be able to do. I'm not going to say I can't afford it.
But God is not going to help you out with three wives. In the New Testament, you only have one wife.
So he said, forget all that stuff with Abraham and David. And
absolutely. And
So why would he tell David he would give him more wives? Why would he do that?
That was during the Old Testament. There is a new way and a new reality and a new life now, and a husband should only have one wife. That was an old way before Christ came and changed things. He turned a wrong into a right.
Interesting. So that was wrong.
It was wrong, yes.
So why would God give David things that were wrong?
That was then. That's not now.
So there was a time where God would give out things that were wrong?
That was during the Old Testament. That was then. This is now. A brand new reality, a brand new world, a brand new way of living. And I don't even know, but first, that was then, this is now. Where do you get the idea that God gave him those things?
God says in 2 Samuel, he would have given him more wives.
What did he say?
I got you. Let me pull it up.
Let me ask why you're looking for it. Why would you want to, you live in America, right?
Correct.
In America, you can't be a polygamist. It's against the law.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to break the law?
I mean, you can do it you don't have to do the whole court situation. You don't have to do it that way.
But why would you want to break the law?
That wouldn't be breaking the law. That would just be making a bond with that additional or two additional wives.
You mean that you could do it without getting married and just be living?
It wouldn't be a state-sponsored additional wife. No, that wouldn't be the case.
So you would want to do it without getting married?
I mean, you can get married without the whole state situation. That can happen.
No, you can't.
But I do have...
But you can't get married without having a license.
Okay, so 2 Samuel 12...
So let me ask you this. Does your wife want... The wife you have
no,
now...
No, she does not.
Does he want you to have other wives?
I gave you thy master's house.
Derek,
and thy master's
wife. Hey, Derek.
Yes.
Hold on with that for a minute. The wife you have now, does she want you to have more wives?
No.
And do you care what she think about it?
Of course.
Well, so why would you go against that?
I mean, I haven't done it. But I'm just talking about the idea.
Well, why not drop that idea? Because the idea is going to drive you to doing it, and it's going to destroy your now wife and you.
Nah, I'm not going out there searching for wives. It is something that I believe is biblical.
It's not biblical.
I would, moreover, have given you... Oh, wait, hold on.
Hey, Daryl, it's not biblical.
I would, moreover, have given unto thee such and such things. He would have given them more.
Daryl, if I... Do what you want, but if... I would recommend that you forget about all that, because how do you think your wife feel right now knowing you want other wives, other women?
It's not other women. It's other wives. You had it right.
But how would you...
She feels threatened.
Huh?
She feels threatened.
Threatened?
She feels like I may... she feels threatened, for sure. Yeah. Well,
so where's the love for her that you would put that on her like that?
I mean, I do love her.
If you love her, you wouldn't do that to her.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to her. I'm not doing anything to her.
What?
I'm not doing.
But you are. You're telling her you want more women. You want all this stuff. She knows that you're thinking that. And the devil's playing in her mind, telling her this man doesn't love you. This man, and it's causing her to hate you.
Oh, wow. Well, that's something that we have to get through together. We got to talk to God. You got to keep praying on it.
But God has nothing to do with the stuff that's on your mind. That's from Satan.
So that was Satan back in the Old Testament.
We talk about now with you. That's Satan dealing with you right now.
Well.
And when you make a vow to your wife to forsake all other women and all that mess, she expects you to keep your word.
Mm-hmm. I am keeping my word.
But you're not. You're telling her and you wanting more wives and wanting more women, and God, and you even think God wants you to have it. And God is not in that at all.
So we should just look at that as a pastime. That's how you see it.
You should resist the temptation of the devil telling you that, and then love your wife as God loved you, and create a family with you and your wife, and stop all this stuff that you're doing. You're bringing on pain to her and yourself, really.
What pain am I bringing on to myself?
Because you're listening to the devil, and you want more women, and that's keeping you from being faithful to your wife and loving God.
I am faithful to my wife, and I do love God.
Not if you're telling her you want more
women. Into my relationship with God, I'm learning Him more and more.
No, you're not. You're not learning anything about God.
Oh, that's a big claim.
No, you're not. You're not learning anything. Where's the love for your wife? If you love God, you would be loving your wife as God loved you.
Oh, for sure.
No, you don't, Derek. But, Derek, I got to run. If you want to do it, go ahead and do it. That's your life, and I wish you well with it.
Okay.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Gigi.
Yeah, I just listened to the man talk. I'm like, that's the same man who cannot take care of his smoke detector, wants to take care of more wives. Oh, God.
Oh,
I think he's the... It's a Hebrew Israelite people. Maybe he started to listen to them. And I pray, you know, he gets off that real quick because it's going to be in a mess. I want to say thank you because yesterday at work, you know, someone was trying to make me upset. And then I remembered, you know, the silent prayer. I remembered to stay present. And I just was not angry. And I was just happy. And I just want to thank you for that. Because I've been listening to you and following, you know, all your recommendations and advice, and I thank you so much.
Well, you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You haven't seen anything yet. Because the love that the Father, which is His law, His nature, has for you is amazing. Stay with it.
Thank you. So for the biblical question,
why
I don't think I quite understand
love,
it.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
So what does that mean, loving what you hate?
Yeah, why do you love whom or what you hate?
I don't love who I hate. I mean, I don't even hate anybody.
Are you answering a biblical question or are you asking a question?
I'm asking what it literally means, like the explanation, like, how would someone love whom they hate?
But I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday. What the?
I think I just wanted to know because I didn't understand it.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Love what you hate? So in what sense? Can you give like an example?
Yes, I can.
Thank
Why
you.
Do you love who?
That's not an example.
Of what you hate.
Okay. All right, I think I'm just going to wait till Sunday then.
All right, because I can't respond till Sunday. What the?
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Indiana and talk to first-time caller Cam. Cam, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir.
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jesse?
I can now.
Okay, my bad. I took off speaker. My question was, is I don't know if you've recently touched on this topic, but what do you think about all these takeovers going on, these teen takeovers going on, and especially like in the city of Chicago? Leading into that, I had a question on, you know, what do you think about Brandon Johnson's policies and all that too? But yeah, I just wanted to know what you know, you thought about that.
Number one, the takeovers are happening because that's what the politicians want. They want them. They want fear. They want destruction. They want misery, because what happens is they create it, and then they come back in and say they're going to save you from it. And they are blaming on the whites. They are blaming on this or that. And they say, well, I'm going to save you from all that. And then you vote these people in, and you get the same thing because they're all about themselves. And then the children, the young people are doing it because they have no love. They have been destroyed in the homes by their mothers, and they are yearning for their fathers. And the government knows that. And instead of pointing them back to the father, they use them for personal gain. So the government want that to happen. That's why they're allowing it and causing it to happen.
So yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. That makes sense. I just, you know, kind of leading into it, I just worry about my mom who lives up there in Hyde Park. And Hyde Park's supposed to be somewhat of a nice area.
Yeah, I remember Hyde Park. It's supposed to be a nice. I used to live in Gary, and I'm aware of Hyde Park.
Oh, I know you used to live in Gary. I know. I love you, Jesse. I'm all the way in like LaPorte, Indiana, Michigan City area.
Right on.
So I know all about Gary. I've been there recently. My dad's a steel hauler out of that area.
Right on. So let me ask, why don't you move your mother? So is Hyde Park a bad area now?
Man, I'm gonna tell you straight up. I woke up this morning, got on Instagram like I always do, and one of the first things I seen, okay, was I believe they were on 51st or 53rd. There was a whole group of teens running up and down the street, jumping up and down on cars, you know, on hoods, you know, throwing stuff, all kinds of stuff, and I just freaked out. I sent my mom a bunch of messages. She, I want to move her out of there, but she's very stuck in her ways it's like a political thing with me and her. You know what I mean? And
what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
She thinks that's the best area for her to be. She's a retired, you know, wealthier lady. And she's divorced from my father, and they, you know, everybody still gets along. Okay. And it's just, she feels, I guess she tells me she's happy up there. I don't see it, man. You know, I don't.
But Cam, if she says she's happy up there and she wants to stay, leave her in a misery. Why do you worry about it at all?
Because it's just, Jesse, I don't know, man. It's just because I feel like it's so close, you know.
But
you know, it would be...
she has a sound mind, it sounds like. She's wealthy. If she didn't want to be in that area, she'd get out of there. But if she wants to be in there, she has a right to stay in there and let her suffer. Whatever happens, happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Wish her well. But what good is it doing you to worry about her at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I
agree. No, there's a question.
Well, no, it doesn't do me any good at all to worry.
So why do you do it then?
I see a lot of these videos and
worry about her, and that's what she want?
I don't know. I don't know. That's got me stumped, dude.
Slow down for a moment. Slow down.
Yeah.
Your mother is doing and living where she want to be. It's not like she could afford to leave if she wanted to. What good is it doing you to want something else for her or even worry about her? What good is that doing you?
It's not doing me any good. It's just making me, it's just aging me faster,
so,
you know.
So why do you do it? Why do you love the thrill of worry?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's, why do I love the thrill of worry? Very biblical, but I am a believer. But isn't that a sin? Or it's
worry is evil. It presents
it's itself, evil, right?
Yeah, it presents itself as delight. It presents itself as love, but it's hate. Why aren't you working on yourself to overcome that rather than getting deeper into it? And you're worried about someone that's not even worried about themselves.
That's true.
So why don't you let that go and show love rather than hate?
I have to agree.
No, that was a question. That was a question.
Why do I say it again?
Why don't you let the evil spirit of worry go and show love by letting your mother live the life she want to live? God let her stay there. If God wanted your mama out of there, he'll move her out. But he's not moving because that's what she want. Why don't you show love and let her do what she want to do?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that,
but
to be honest.
But you should, though. Why are you serving evil pretending that it's love?
To be honest, I don't know. Things haven't been great for me lately. But you know, that's my problem.
Why not?
That's my problem.
Why things are not great for you?
Just because I've slipped back into, you know, some old, you know, not old habits, but bad habits. You know, I've been drinking a little bit lately, and I'm just down on my luck, I guess. You know, not from the victim mentality, but like I'm in between jobs, and I watch a lot of news, and it gets in my head, you know. And I don't know.
So why don't you forget about your mother and work on your own life?
That's what I needed to hear. That's what I want to hear, Jesse.
Why don't you do it then?
That's what I need to do, man.
Why don't you do it?
I'm going to do it. I've been watching for years. I'm 33. I've been watching for at least 5 years.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I have.
You told her?
Yes, but I don't know if she's forgiven me, if you know what I mean, you know, for my younger years.
She has nothing to forgive you for, because when your younger years, you became your mother. You were acting just like her. You gave back to her what she had given to you, and that was no love. Your mother don't love you.
I can see that.
So why don't you forgive her? And don't worry about her playing a game on you. I need to forgive you. You couldn't help yourself. You became like what you hated.
Wow, yeah. Honestly, Jesse, I'm kind of speechless, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm kind of speechless because you just hit it on the head, you know.
Hold on, Cam. Can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the freight news, is coming. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have the sex. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some crazy news going on in the world. Fun news, in my opinion. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express, not Express Yourself. It's Country and Western Tuesday, the 31st of March, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in young or old. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to your super chats as well. We're seeing them coming in. Very nice. And perhaps more great stories. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Nice. Tomorrow is Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. If you want to check out the podcast of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show or the Highlights podcast, I encourage you to go to jlptalk.com, which is also known as jesseleepeterson.com/show. jlptalk.com. Very nice. And you can donate to Bond there as well. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports about that Russian-flagged oil tanker that reached Cuban waters after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, allowed it to bypass his administration's fuel blockade as the island's energy crisis deepens. They've had some major blackouts. Crazy. The White House said the decision was made to provide humanitarian needs to the Cuban people. Trump looking out for the whole world. Isn't that beautiful? The move comes as Washington has intensified pressure on Cuba in recent months, cutting supplies from their main oil supplier, Venezuela, and threatening more other providers with additional tariffs as they deemed Havana, which is the capital of Cuba, an extraordinary threat. Extraordinary. The effective oil blockade has caused blackouts and trash to pile up at the capital, Havana, and hospitals struggling to accommodate patients due to the energy crunch. Woo. Everywhere chemicals. You hear about this? Two chemicals used to make plastic more flexible are linked to nearly 2 million preterm births, premature babies, and thousands of infant deaths. Per this new study, if you believe it. It may be true. I don't know. I disclaim, of course. Info may be false. No endorsement implied. The chemicals di-2-ethylhexylphthalate, or DEHP, all caps, and its cousin, diisonylphthalate, or di-NP, D-I, lowercase I, N-P, are part of a group known as phthalates, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S, often called everywhere chemicals because they're found in a wide range of products, from toys and food containers to flooring and personal care items like deodorant. Maybe not in the deodorant, but the container for the deodorant, I'm guessing, maybe, but not sure. Perfume and shampoo, same story, I assume, A-S-S-U-M-E. To reduce exposure, health experts recommend choosing products labeled phthalate-free. Maybe they are in the products. Phthalate-free, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E, free. Now, this is CNN propaganda, so info may be false, so I don't know. And avoid microwaving or dishwashing plastic, among other precautions. So that's just what they say, and it may be true. A Trump airport. Get this. Travelers in South Florida could soon pass through Trump International Airport. Florida's governor, based Ron DeSantis, formerly known as DeSanctimonious, but he's DeSantis again, signed a bill Monday that would rename Palm Beach International Airport as President Donald J. Trump International Airport after lawmakers approved the measure last month. The change would take effect July 1st, pending FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, approval. Would require official government records, maps, to use the new name, long known as PBI, Palm Beach Airport. The airport could also get a new code, DJT. Awesome. the proposal is the latest in a broader push by the president and his allies to put his name or likeness on public landmarks and other entities, because he is our greatest president. Celine Dion is announcing her return to the stage. Remember, she had that problem where she has that brain issue. She's only 58 years old. Looking a little old, but right on. Congratulations to her. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's really, really, really a doozy. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you could, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're like, oh, no, 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 I really want to watch it, but I got to go. Oh, I got to go. Fret not. You can listen to it on your phone. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country. Yeehaw! Country and Western music remind me of the good old days, right? It is country and Western. Nick, can I hear that song one more time? It is country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe take this anger from my soul, and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see, and I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that song. Pete from Alaska. Thank you, Pete, again. Spiritual battle. I want to go back to Cam, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Hey, Cam.
What's up, Jesse?
So if you went and forgave your mother, you said that she would say, I need to forgive you?
That's essentially what I was saying, yeah.
And why do you think she would say that?
I just think she'd say that just because of, you know, my late teenage years, my early 20s, all the all the hell I put them through, you know, both my parents, you know, my family, you know, typical story. I got in trouble when I was younger, nothing crazy. You know, I had problems with drugs and whatnot.
And if she says that, would you agree with her or what?
Yeah, I think I would.
Why would you agree with that?
Because that's really just what I was, I guess, what I've been waiting on this whole time is that kind of affirmation, you know, just being forgave or whatever.
Forgiven. Your mother's never going to forgive you because you haven't done anything wrong. What you did growing up was because of her. Had she not had all that evil in her and messed you up and you became like her, you would not have done those things. You need to forgive her for what she's done to you, and God will forgive you. Human beings do not forgive. Only God can forgive when we admit that we are wrong. I am wrong for resenting you. I'm sorry. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And whatever she says is on her. Don't respond to it. Don't react to it. God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. And you need to, I recommend you forget about her and work on your own life.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. That's what I'm attempting to do. That's what I've been doing, you know.
And so will you forgive her?
Yeah.
Will you let her know?
Absolutely.
And then, and however she react, let her react any kind of way she want. You forgive her and don't overreact to whatever her reaction is. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
And so have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of a tricky story because, like I was like the only one in my family with, you know, doing what I was doing. And I feel like no matter what, I have a stigma, you know, and it's probably there. It may be there forever.
No, don't think about that at all. Never, as long as you walk this planet, man, never, ever, ever, ever give one thought about what somebody else think about you. Don't even think about it. Because those people that think that way about you are evil people. Why do you care what an evil person or people think? Don't think about that at all.
I don't know, but it's so hard sometimes, though, for me. I don't know. It's just hard, man.
What's hard?
It's just, hard not thinking about stuff like that or worrying about stuff like that or thinking about stuff like that.
But why not? What would happen if you just let those thoughts pass, don't call them you, and do nothing, don't argue with them, don't prove anything? What would happen if you let those thoughts pass and not call them you?
I'd probably be way more peaceful, you know?
So why don't you do that then?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. That's why this is a blessing, Jesse. Like, man, I love you, man. Like, you know, I'm like, I got time today, so I'm going to call in, you know? I'm like, whatever.
Do you know that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
I actually haven't heard that, but I can almost agree with that.
Cam, I promise you.
Yeah.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so when you believe those thoughts about you or about other people or anything, you and the devil are one. Why don't you stop having a relationship with thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree. That's like me staying away from like media and stuff, right?
Yes. You know?
So like I just gotta okay. I see. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, stay away from the media. Stay away from thoughts and just quietly work on you. And I promise you, everything will change, and you will have an amazing life.
Amen. Amazing.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I mean, yeah.
You told your father you forgive him?
Absolutely, I have. I mean, I'm still kind of halfway living with him. I'm back and forth, you know. But you know, and okay. So I'm close with him, way closer than I am with my mom.
Right,
closer
on
to my dad than I am.
Nice.
And so, he, I don't know. I just feel, I don't know, man. I've been lost for a while, but I just needed this, you know? So
yeah. Here's what I recommend, and you're going to be fine. This, I promise, if you do it. Call your mother, FaceTime with her or whatever. Hey, mother, I've been resenting you for screwing up my life. I became like you, and I realize now you could not help yourself. And I'm sorry for resenting you. And then don't ask for forgiveness. If she start talking smack, just either hang up or don't react. And then you do the silent prayer, be content living there with your father, find yourself a job, and gradually grow away from that. And one day you have your own place. But you got to stop watching all this media stuff. The people in the media are evil, and they want to keep you distracted so they can keep you afraid and worried so they can control you too. You got to overcome the world.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of worldly stuff going on and whatnot. Yeah.
For
sure.
And I want you to understand all thoughts are lies. The thoughts about the past. Where's your past? You think about the past sometime, right?
Dude, I think about the past 80% of the time, man.
And where is
That's
the
my
past?
Problem. Behind us? Behind me? Behind us?
Behind you where?
It was yesterday, you know?
Where's the past?
What do you mean? Like what was it like or where?
Where is it that you think about it 80% of the time? Where is the past?
Just me, you know, getting in trouble and
where is
being
the past?
I can't answer that. I don't know, Jesse. I'm.
You said you think about it 80% of the time. Where is it?
I just think about the bad stuff, man. That's
where
the worrying
is
and the.
Where is the past?
It's Well, it's right. It's not too far from where I'm at now, you know.
Where
not
is
too,
the
but,
past?
It's behind me.
Where?
It's Michigan City, Indiana.
Cam.
Yeah.
There is no past. That's just another thought.
Okay.
You think about something that doesn't even exist, and that's because you're listening to the devil. The devil is making you think that there's a past. Whatever happened in Michigan City happened then. It doesn't have any place anywhere else. But in your head, and that's the devil, you got to resist thoughts, resist temptation by resisting the thought. You have no past, man.
Okay.
You don't have a past. That's just a thought coming straight out of hell.
Yeah. Okay. I have no past. All right.
Do you understand that's the devil telling you that?
Yes, I do. I do. It's just so hard sometimes, man, you know?
Only because what's so hard?
Just, you know, running into old acquaintances or just seeing stuff, you know, just, you know. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, dude, like my parents will bring it up to me, like, oh, this one time, remember this one, you know what I mean? And then it gets stuck in my head or my brain.
That's how they do that. Give them the finger.
Okay, all right. I like that. That's a new approach. We'll do that. We're going to do that one.
But don't be angry.
Right. Yeah.
And calm down and start.
I'm trying, man.
Calm down and quietly work on your life. Overcome evil by forgiving your mother and forgiving your father. Do the silent prayer. And when those thoughts come, be aware that they're trying to make you think or feel something. But do nothing about it. Don't react to it. Don't believe it. Don't doubt it. Just watch it. And the spirit of truth. Because those are demons in your mind trying to keep you away from God. So stop listening to those demons.
Okay. All right. Well, last thing I was going to say, Jesse, was I absolutely loved the Sam Hyde thing that you did.
Oh, that was fun.
Was that fun? I just wanted to say that was, it was just like a crazy crossover because, you know what I mean? For me, for somebody like me, because I thought it was great, man.
Thank you. I had fun. They treated me very well up there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was just, it was great. That's a good one.
Thank you. So, Cam,
yeah,
right now, start seriously working on your life. Do the silent prayer. Tell your mother you forgive her for what she's done to you. You realize she couldn't help herself. And however she act, don't react to it. And then move on with your life. Stop worried about her. Worry is hate. It's not love. Worry is of evil, not of good.
All right. Yeah.
And yep. Then when you run into people from your past, don't resent them either. You don't have to have a conversation with them about the past if you don't want to, but don't resent them. They are lost, too. They have no love.
Right.
So right. Start living your life. Be willing to stand alone.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty optimistic about stuff, man. I've got, you know, things, a few things going on. But, yeah, I've just got to work on myself. I absolutely agree 100%.
Start working on yourself. Your spiritual life, and everything else will fall in place, I promise.
Okay, absolutely.
How old are you?
I am 33.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I'll call back. It was just, it's been awesome talking to you, really. I mean, you opened my eyes up a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, so do the silent prayer. Stay with that and practice being present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And you'll be fine.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Let me know how it goes, Cam.
I will, man. It was nice talking to you, Jesse.
You too, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
You have a good one, man.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Leanne, our first-time call out of California. Leanne, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Leanne.
so nice to talk to you.
You too.
I have a question for you, and this is, you keep saying that the anchor baby has energy given to him by God, and I need some energy, and I just have had none for like, I don't know, like 4 months. I've just kind of been laying around and not taking care of my house, and it's just getting overwhelming,
are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm just on my regular phone.
Oh, okay, go ahead. So the last 4 months, you've been just laying around, you have no energy?
I have no energy, and I have dishes in the sink, and my windows are dirty, and I'm just wondering, where is this energy from God? How do I get that? Because I've forgiven my parents, I've done the silent prayer, I have no anger, I've laid my weapons down. I have done.
Well, you need to meet the anchor baby and get some of his energy. Well,
yeah, totally.
I know you keep talking about this energy, and I'm just wondering, what else can I do?
Here's what you do, and if you do it, it'll work. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Unless you're physically ill, some type of physical problem, get up and do what you need to do anyway, and don't let the demon talk to you out of not doing it. Don't worry about, oh, I don't have any energy to do it. I just don't feel like it. Defy the devil by getting up and do what you need to do anyway. And you'll see the energy will come, and it will overflow. Don't go with what your mind, unless you're physically ill, don't go with what the mind is telling you or your body.
No, I'm physically fine. I just feel lazy.
Well, get up and do it anyway, because the more you don't do it, the worse you're going to get. You're not going to get any energy. By laying around, you get energy by doing.
Okay. All right. I just want to thank you for your show.
You're welcome.
You've really helped me through so much.
When you stay with it. You understand that you got to not wait until you feel like doing it, and you do it anyway. You wash the dishes anyway. Clean your window.
Get up and
anyway.
Do it.
I'm sorry?
Okay. I said, just get up and do it. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Just get up and do it. Because the more you listen to the thoughts and the body that tell you not to do it, the worse it's going to get. And time will go by, and your house will have fallen apart.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there, and I'm trying to get back on the right track.
Well, get up and do, Leanne. Just get up and do it, no matter what the body say.
Okay. All right, Jesse, thank you.
And so Hank told me to tell you, you know who Hank is?
Yeah, I sure do.
He said, as you do it, you'll get the energy to do it. And that's so true.
Okay, I'm going to start putting that, you know, foot forward. I'm going to start working on that.
And the reason Anchor Baby has so much energy that God given him, because he does mm-hmm. what he need to do anyway, and he never stop. And then God just give him more and more energy.
That's what I'm looking for.
So, Leanne, let me know how it go, but get up and do what you need to do anyway, no matter what the mind and body is telling you, all right?
I know. It's crazy how little things come in your mind and say, oh, that can wait till tomorrow, and that can wait till tomorrow, and then pretty soon it's a big snowball.
That's the devil talking to you, Leanne.
I know. I'm going to quit listening to him.
Because if you keep waiting till tomorrow, and the house or whatever going to fall apart, the devil going to say, ooh, look at your house. Your house.
He does. I hear that all the time. I love you, Jesse. That's all I want to tell you. I love you. And thank you for that advice. And I'm gonna get to it.
I know how you feel too, because I remember when I used to go to the gym a lot, the devil tried to talk me out of not going to the gym. Oh, you can wait until Saturday, or you can wait until this. And when Saturday come, I don't feel like going, right? And so I stopped letting the devil dictate what I should do, the physical works that I should do. I just get up and do it anyway, and then it get easier. It's amazing. So get up and do what you need to do. Don't worry about how you feel or think about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Jess. I love you.
I love you too, Leanne. Let me hear from you again.
All right. Take care. All
bye-bye.
Right.
Bye. Amazing. (888) 773-773. I want to show you one quick thing about how unimportant you are. All you people who think you're so important and you're special and you're smart and somehow or another the world needs you, you got another thought coming. And I got proof. Yahoo News. Alpha School. A Silicon Valley style school claims it can teach complex program efficiently, boasting rapid learning in just 2 hours a day through an AI tutor. The school don't need you teachers. Y'all ain't that important. Y'all think y'all so important, y'all turd. What the? Without teachers, they can teach you in 2 hours a day. Without teachers. Why is this from Fox 38, Chicago?
This is something I have never heard of. So a school is going to be completely AI with no teachers, and it's opening up in Chicago. Who are the students? They must be geniuses.
They're recruiting students right now. The students are people of whose parents can afford $55,000 a year in tuition. I'll just say that for this private school. But this is a fascinating story on so many different levels. It's going to be called Alpha Schools. It's a group of schools that exist in other states, formed out of Austin, Texas. And here's how the day works for these students. K-8 right now, but eventually they want to make it K-12. They do essentially all the core academic learning in 2 hours in those booths with AI, and it's very personalized. They interact with the AI. They learn their core subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic, and all the things that we learn. And then the rest of the day is left open to workshops, to entrepreneurial stuff, even for kids as young as second and third grade, business stuff, some arts as well. And that's where they really get their collaboration with other students and problem-solving skills in.
Amazing. So you teach it. Y'all ain't that important. I remember during the Chinese Valley, y'all up there twerking and carrying on. I thought you were so important. And then y'all on the street protesting because you want a raise and demanding that the school give you a raise. You ain't that important. You're just two hoops and one AI away. What do you think about that idea, Nick? Were you familiar with that?
No, but I love it.
And what do you love about it?
School sucked growing up.
Yeah, it did.
You know, you talk about how great I think even pretty much my whole generation, everybody agrees, even if you have friends. Even if you have friends and fun, school sucked.
My best time in school is when I was having fun in school. When I was, like, playing basketball or running track or playing the girls or whatever, right? That was my best time in school. Amazing. What do you think about that idea, the AI thing? Hey.
I like it as well. I like the idea that you can get it all done in 2 hours. I know some teachers, and some of them are smart in that they will let you do your homework in class and get it done and then play games.
Nice.
And so
they want you to go to school all day long now, and they want you to start school the moment you pop out of your mama's womb.
And it's such a waste. There's so much wasted time and stuff. It was, I agree. I liked recess.
I love recess.
And then I, liked hanging out with friends, but I didn't like all the drag and mess.
I remember once I was in the sixth grade, and we were at recess, and I was pushing this girl in the swing. You know how they do swing things?
Yeah.
And I was pushing her and pushing her, and I noticed that she would go, the harder I pushed, you would go higher. And something told me to push her higher. And I pushed her higher, and she fell out the swing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what the?
Well, you're supposed to go kind of high and then jump off the swing.
Right. But she didn't jump. I pushed. She fell. But I love recess.
Yeah.
Amazing. And while teachers' experiences is value, it is not required. Why is it from Foss 38, Chicago?
No teachers. They are hiring, the school is currently. It's going to be downtown. They would love if you have a teaching background, but you don't have to have one. You have to have a bachelor's degree, but you don't have to have any educational experience or even a degree in education, because it's the AI doing the core learning with the student, and then it opens up the rest of the day. Look, AI is coming to our schools in one way or another. There's no doubt about it.
Amazing. So, yeah, for those people who think they're so important and so needed, you got another thought coming. You ain't that important, and you ain't that needed. Amazing. When ask how the children would learn to write, the CEO of the institution said, "What do we care if kids know cursives? Cursive. Cursive. That's that beautiful handwriting. That doesn't even exist anymore. They don't even teach that anymore anyway. Do they?
I don't know. I learned handwriting. They called it handwriting.
I don't know if you learned it or not. Cursive.
I supposedly learned it. I wasn't the neatest writer. You write like my grandmama. They say that women have better fine motor skills, where men have better gross motor skills.
Well, my grandma couldn't write. Maybe because she was born on a plantation. But cursive. That doesn't happen anymore. Amazing. Super, super.
Sweet.
The clip? Oh, my bad.
Super Chats.
Oh, yeah. I got the clip. I forgot I had the clip. Watch this from Fox. This is when they were asking children about writing. This is from Fox 32 Chicago.
I just don't see how you'll be able to even write your name and things like that if a good portion of that educational component is on the computer.
What do we care if kids know cursive, right? This is not the way of the future. Why are kindergartners writing out essays anyways? I'm going to get a lot of pushback. I'm sure your viewers will disagree with me too. And a lot of people point to there is some skill and important brain maneuvers happening when you're writing things down. And no doubt. But is that the way of the future, right?
Amazing. Understanding, lady. You ain't that important. It's up in your own mind. That's amazing. What do you think about that?
You don't need a teacher to teach you cursive. You can just look on the internet and they have like the instructions. You just follow the instructions and do it.
And young people curse anyway. And they curse on every other word.
Good word.
Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and stretched off on fumes.
Back in a moment. Situations happening in your life, always
be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, "Oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. And the Hake Report's coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And after that, the American Anchor, babe, energy given to him. It's not even alone by God. The American Anchor, babe, on fire. Check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy's TV. We have a new episode up there. And tomorrow, the Lord is willing, another brand new episode of Punchy TV. I want to just quickly show you guys this story because of time. And the one thing I noticed in marriages today, that men cannot and will not control their wives. And even when they have young children, they let the wife run around like she ain't no wife and ain't no mama, and the kids suffer. And the one thing I disagree with J.D. Vance on, he appears to have no control over his wife at all. This woman ain't got no business being involved in government, period, with young children she's dragging around on her hips. Talk about ego. I told you that educated women do not make for good wives or good mothers. It just don't work that way anymore. The Washington Examiner, so-called second lady, Usha Vance, unveil her new story time podcast of reading children's story on Monday. Watch it from the Washington Examiner.
Hello, and welcome to Storytime with the Second Lady.
On Monday, Second Lady Usha Vance unveiled her new Storytime podcast of reading children's stories. The podcast, Storytime with the Second Lady, features either her reading books or inviting a special guest to read, and is a part of her initiative to increase childhood literacy rates. Three episodes have been released with the podcast launch, with the first featuring her reading The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. The other two episodes feature guests, former NASCAR racer Danica Patrick and Brent Poppin.
J.D. has, and if a man can't control his wife, how are you going to control the country? How are you going to run a country? This woman, I saw her with, he was overseas somewhere on a working mission, and they were getting off the airplane, and it was like snowing, deeply snowing, lots of thick snow. Here she coming off, one baby on the hip, one baby J.D. was dragging in his hand, and the other one she was dragging. I'm like, where is she going? Why don't she stay home and raise that man's children? She ain't got to go on no work trip. He can't control her, it seems. I told you my country is gone. the women are running things, and it's not in the woman's nature to lead. They even have preachers now who let their wives be, what kind of, be a preacher or assistant pastor or whatever. It's over. Talk about not loving her husband. This woman has no love for JD, and you can bank on that. It's all about herself. And I think she's supposed to be some kind of a little lawyer. Isn't that right or not? Somebody. Look at AI.
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Who would marry a female lawyer or a female doctor? You know that ain't going to be no good wife to stay home and raise your children and make you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's one nice thing I like about JD, though. He's under the order of Trump, that's for sure. But the one thing I like about him, he's thinking about sending Ilhan Omar back to Africa. If this is true. If this is true. Who would marry a lawyer lady thinking that that's going to be a good wife for you? A woman that's going to obey and stay home and raise your children? Ain't nowhere in heaven. And down below hell that woman going to stay home and raise that man's children. It ain't going to happen. But anyway, he's thinking about, according to this report, unless he's just playing, sending Ilhan back to Africa, ABC News, and the African nation, the Republic of Somaliland, is calling for Ilhan Omar, a Democrat, to be extradited after J.D. Vance made a claim during an interview that the lawmaker committed immigration fraud. Watch this from ABC News.
The Trump administration ramps up his crackdown on fraud. Vice President J.D. Vance is now targeting Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Now, Vance is leading the new anti-fraud task force, which met for the first time on Friday. Now, we have learned that Omar's immigration history is now under review. Omar came to the U.S. as a refugee from Somalia in 1995. She's been dogged with questions about her marriages for a while now. Officials note immigration fraud can carry serious penalties, including losing citizenship.
We actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Stephen Miller about this actually recently. We're trying to look at what the remedies are. That's the thing that we're trying to figure out, is what are the legal remedies now that we know that she's committed immigration fraud? How do you go after her? How do you investigate her? How do you actually do the thing? How do you build the case necessary to get some justice for the American people? There's a related issue, Benny, which is she has been at the center of a lot of the worst fraudsters in the Somalian community.
Well, a spokesperson for the Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman calls the allegations a ridiculous lie, but the Republic of Somalia, look at this, a functioning democracy that Somalia claims as a territory, posted on X that it would like to see her, right there, extradited.
Send her back. Send her back. Ship her back. Send the heifer back home. She hasn't been in our country nor in our government. So right on, JD. You may not have control of your wife, but I like that idea about shipping Ilhan back to wherever she came from. Here's a little information on Omar's immigration into the United States. Watch it for Fox News.
So she came here as a child, like, just to make sure everyone understands. She came here as a child, as a refugee. You can come as a refugee, and in about 5 years after that, you can apply for citizenship. And that's essentially what she turned, when she turned 17, she applied for it through her father, is what she says. So she has legal status in a pretty common way for refugees. It's not her legal status that is in question. It's, did she help someone else gain citizenship fraudulently? I don't know the full timeline. Basically, she was married to someone, divorced that person, got married to someone else just long enough for them to become a citizen, then divorced that person. Or she was common law married to someone, lived with someone, then married this other person long enough for them to become a citizen, then broke that marriage up and married the person she was with to begin with. If you're in you know, a trailer park down in Georgia where I'm from, this kind of stuff does happen. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, redneck, white, trashy way of doing things. I've seen it happen.
What a mess. Send her back. She has no better being in our country or in our government, especially in our government. I always said that. Foreigners should not be involved in our government. Really. No more foreigners in the American government. They come here with their own crazy idea from Somalia and other places. Let me go to Nate, a first-time call out of New York. Nate, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Nate.
I just wanted to, before we start, answer, I guess it was your weekly question, the question of the week.
The biblical question. Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Got it. That's because the first thing, we're in a fallen state. That's number one. Number two, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So that means the things that we want to love is the things that we hate internally, because by nature, because our heart and the word of God is embedded in our hearts, we continuously have the word of God in our hearts, so we know what's wrong and evil. But the desires of our own heart, because our hearts are wicked, we tend to look for those things that we hate and then love them.
Amazing. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Nate.
All righty. Then the next topic I wanted to address was twofold. One was one of the gentlemen that you had up was explaining about, I believe it was, God, how did God allow marriage?
Oh, the guy that wanted more than one wife?
Right, right. Okay. He wanted polygamy in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he was wondering how you gap between God allowing that in the beginning of time and then in the New Testament changing it over to monogamy. So God never changed his mind. God is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. So if we go back early into Genesis, God said, you shall separate from your mother and your father and become one flesh, and the two shall become one, which means in turn that he intended it from the very beginning for man to cleave to his wife. That was the monogamy there in the beginning in Genesis. Jesus reaffirmed that. The reason why God allowed things to happen was so that he can put his glory on display. If we don't know certain things, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. They say, who created evil? How could God be all good if evil exists? Well, if evil didn't exist, how would you know that he's merciful? How would you know that he's gracious? How would you know that he's all-knowing? How would you know that he's just? And he's a just God if he doesn't punish evil. So God didn't make evil, because God inherently is not evil, but he allowed evil to exist so that that way he can put his glory on display. And the same way I believe that with allowing certain things throughout history so that we can learn from them and understand that we have to depend on God at all times.
Amazing. Nate, I got to run because of short time here, but amazing. Cool. And I really, really am glad I got you in before we can hang up.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right. That was deep, Nate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too, buddy. That was amazing. Let me go to Super.
Super Chats.
That was amazing.
See on Jesse Lovey, the greatest. Listening to Jesse will save lives. 100 Black Heart. And not listening to Jesse is suffering and dying. You're full of wisdom, Jesse Love. Hearts around the face. And I love you. This is not the devil horns. This is I love you in sign language. Black hand.
I love you. And you love me. What an amazing life. Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sion.
And stay with us. Amazing.
Eric, five coffees. Jesse, you said life isn't about planning. Life is about discovering. That's deep.
It is. It's not about planning. The worst thing you can do is except plan a vacation, plan to move from one place to another one. But life itself is not about planning. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Christian T, five. Great show today, as always.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Anthony L, big smile, wide open mouth.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Marcus G, biblical question.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
I do not understand what I do. This is a quote. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I do, but what I hate, I do. Unquote. 100. I guess you can say it's not me loving what I hate. It's the evil within me, says Marcus G.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Right on.
Kaya in North...
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
North Carolina, Kaya, I've heard that most men want their wife to work because they don't want full financial responsibility. What a mess.
That's a mess, Kaya. If they didn't want full financial responsibility, they should have got married then. What the... If they're not wanting to take care of their family. That's what she means, right? They don't want to take care of their family.
Right.
Well, why get married then? Amazing. Thank you.
Selfish. Kaya in North Carolina, another one. Chicago has time for an AI school, but they don't have time to police crime. What a mess.
That might be why they started this AI school. The wife will try to get away from those blacks.
Maybe we need AI cops and AI dogs.
I wonder if the blacks are going to want AI affirmative action, DEI.
Uh-oh. I don't know if we want that.
They're going to say, you're discriminating. We can't afford AI. That's discriminating. We want free AI. What the? Thank you.
Lynn A. over on X live stream. Jesse, is a wife supposed to obey a husband who abuses her? Verbal, emotional, physical abuse? I obeyed him until he nearly killed me.
No! You shouldn't even be with a man that's doing that to you. That's not love. That's not what a husband is supposed to do. He's supposed to be the light. And then you're supposed to work on yourself to go back to the Father. You become the light. No. You become of love. That's not love. If he's doing that, he doesn't love you. That's hate. That's the, he's fascinated with hating and controlling you. If that's the case, don't fall for it. Don't let that happen to you. What the? Thank you.
Brian R. on YouTube. JLP, do you remember the country and western singer? He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I looked him up. Died. Tom T. Hall, Sneaky Snake, Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine. Amazing music.
I don't remember off the cuff, but it might come to me. I'm sure I've heard it. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to Aries One, Games for Rec, Jake Hudson, and the rest. And thanks, y'all. I do believe that's all for now.
Thank y'all. Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me go to the first-time caller, D, out of Tennessee. D, you are on the air. Hey, D.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, D.
Yeah, I was calling. I was saying I listened to your advice. Forgave my mother. Forgave my father. And I don't know what good it did. I mean, they...
They what?
They're still, like, just... like, bullshitting, I guess.
They what?
They're just playing around.
But what that have to do with you? Leave them in their hell. You forgive them. God will forgive you. And you go live your life. Forgiveness is
I'm trying to.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
And what do you mean you're trying to?
Well, I am. I mean,
and so why?
I really go over there. I don't even speak to my father because I know he doesn't care, but I told him, I forgave him. You know, I told my mother for everything.
And when you forgave them, what did they say?
Like nothing, really. Like, okay, cool, pretty much.
And so what is it that you're expecting from them now when you say they still BSing?
Nothing. Oh, I've never asked them for anything in my whole life.
Why did you resent your father?
That's a hard question. I mean, I couldn't really, put that into words. I mean, never there, never taught me nothing. But, I mean, he's kind of like useless in my life. Like, why would I need him?
But what did he do to you that made you resent him?
Was never there.
He had to go to work.
No, he didn't.
He didn't work. Was it his job to go to work and provide for you?
Yeah, but I think it was like him and my mother were like going through some shit.
Yeah.
So I probably got caught in the mix of that.
You did. Your father had
them both.
What?
Yeah, but I told them both. Yeah, like I really don't care anymore.
And so because of time, you resented your father and mother married, right?
Probably, yeah.
You don't know if they're married or not?
I don't know if they got the divorce or not.
Oh, they did. They separated when you were young?
Yeah.
Oh, so your father wasn't around while you were growing up?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
30.
And so did you ask him why he was not there for you?
No, I don't care. I didn't really care about that.
But if you didn't care, you wouldn't be angry at him.
I'm not angry at him.
Well, what is it?
What is what?
Why you don't love him?
No, I love him. I love him.
And what did your mother do to you that you need to forgive her for?
I don't know. I guess leaving my father, being abusive, you know.
Yeah.
Verbal shit.
Yeah, but don't be cursing on the air. I understand, but don't curse. And when you went to...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You went to her, forgave her?
Yeah, I told her.
And what did she say?
Like I said, she's just like, okay, cool. Like,
so
you she doesn't know what forgiveness means, I guess.
Right. It's not for her. She doesn't want to forgive. That's on her. But you forgive her and your father... So God can forgive you. How come you still sound a little bitter?
Me?
Yeah.
Sound bitter about what?
Are you bitter about your father and mother?
A little bit, but not really. Okay. I mean, I already told them, like, I'm not really stressing about it.
Okay. And are you doing the silent prayer?
I try when I can.
And why don't you do it every morning, every night?
Because I work.
But you still have... You wake up in the morning, right? You wake up in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it the very first thing when you first wake
up? Hopefully.
So what else?
You're right.
Yeah. And then that's at night. And then practice during the day, stand out of your head. You need, now that you've gone and forgiven, D, you got to practice being present rather than lost in your thoughts, thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist.
I'm trying. I'm trying to listen to your words early on.
Well, start doing the silent prayer and things will really open up for you. You'll be amazed. Are you married?
No.
Any children?
No.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. Just work on you now. Wish your parents well. You don't have to have anything to do with them, but just don't resent them.
Yeah, no. I don't care if they talk to me or not, you know. But I still talk to my mom every day. My father, I talk to him about work, but, you know, forget him.
Why do you talk to her every day?
Well, she texts me. I mean, I don't talk to her every day, but she texts me.
Why does she text you every day?
I don't know. You can ask her that.
Do you respond to her when she texts? Do you respond to her when she texts you every day?
No.
Oh, good. She got no business texting you every day.
All right.
Did you have a question for me?
Sure. How do you cook your eggs?
How do you what?
How do you cook your eggs?
Over easy. Thank you, cool. D. I got to rub
That's it. That's what I'm eating right now.
You All eat right, peace. You made the egg yourself?
Hell yeah, right now.
Right on. Well, work on yourself, D. Let me know how it goes.
I am.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. I am so out of time. I am so out of time. Let me find out. Listen, I'm out of time. It's amazing. Look, stand up. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Charlie out of Texas. He put a Viking in you. Is it Devon? Damien out of France. Heard around the world. Damien out of France. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. Look, fool. Stop being fascinated with your evil in you. It's in your mind and your body, but it's not in you. That's not who you are. When you stop loving it, it'll go away. It'll disappear. It'll be taken away. Stop being fascinated. Stop taking sides. Don't be for or against. And get rid of your beliefs. All these things are enslaving you. Be free. Hake is coming up now. And then the Anchor Baby. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. All right. Tomorrow is Black Excellent Wednesday and Manhood Hour. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. I got to go now and do a couple of brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.